step into the bardic basement and ascend to a higher perspective.
In this month's podcast, we have Chuck the Poet, Vanessa Horton Jonklass, the Fed Sisters, and Jemima Hughes. First up is Chuck the Poet, who I discovered through his YouTube channel. He has been part of the basement group for a while.
There's me books. Thanks very much. thinking of a, is this working? Too many beers, too late in the set. Thinking of birthdays and anniversaries, I thought, oh, what's the first poem I ever really heard and remembered and recited? I'll do it for you now. I think it might bring back a few memories. You might know it. I'll move away from the mic. Ip, dip, dog shit, you are not it! Thanks. Oh, yeah. That's better, innit? This one's for Sammy. I'm on the lookout for a camouflage trouser. Trek through shops and racks and rails everywhere. Searched high and low on displays and shelves, but I couldn't find a pair anywhere. The elusive camouflage trouser. These are all new! Ah! I'll leave that one. It's really loud, it's really long. So I'll work backwards because anybody in tonight called Lee?
I'm Lee Young.
That's good. That's good, Liam. Lee, I like the word Lee, or the name Lee, because it means it can be both male and female. That's good, isn't it? Thanks. Yeah. This is called Lee. Lee has no friends. She looks all lost at sea. Sad and almost crying, I christened her Lonely.
Lonely!
This is one that I recorded and put out on the interweb. It's called Windy Wig. The wind was blowing down the precinct. It was such a swirly day. Leaves and the odd plastic bag caught the breeze and sway. There's a wig! Lost, blown, abandoned. Looks like a rat that's dead. But don't approach it. It looks dangerous and completely off its head. Know it better quality.
Love it.
There you go. Is anybody like drinking here?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is called Kentwood. I wouldn't. It's not even funny. I don't want a beer in a Ken Barlow glass. Offer me a pint, it will not pass. But a half with a handle from a car barkeep lass is as wet at the outside as a freshwater bass. I don't want it, don't need it. I want a straight pint, see, full of golden ale. Give it to me. On Saturday night, I might have three. We all feel the same, so we'll say it en masse. I don't want a beer in a Ken Barlow glass. I don't know how long I've got, I'm just keeping going. Anybody been to the seaside lately?
Yeah.
We like the seaside. Seaside's good. It's called Seagull. I'm a seagull out at sea, fishing for fish, look at me. Swoop and wheel, dive and devour, day after day, hour after hour. However, lately I will declare holidaymakers everywhere. I fly high and above the beach and pier, especially the latter. Because I like a chip with my diet of fish, especially when served in batter. Quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, seagulls are skinhead birds. If skinheads were ornithological, they would be seagulls. Right, then, I'll leave that one last. Right, second book, Jelly Toffee. What I've done here, ladies and gentlemen, you'll like this, is I've taken the number one tune, Liam! Last but to Corby, ladies and gentlemen.
Still the best photo, Corby.
I'm hitching home. Jelly Toffee, second book. We'll do this because if you've seen this before, it's got a new ending. I like that. With a spluttered cough, there's in my mouth and rolling round my teeth. It stops and ticks upon my tongue. It's giving me such grief. This intrusion makes me feel quite ill. It's a robbery kind of goo. And as I start to chew again, I try to have a chew. You see, it's like a jelly toffee, but a phobia to phlegm means I can never try to swallow it, so it goes round my teeth again, bridging gaps and cavities I never knew were there. So I got quite bored, drew it up and gobbed it through in the air. I missed an open window, slid down the window pane. Slimy, slippery, drippy, works ghastly and insane, acting really quickie, lick it up upon my tongue again. It's cold, I aim, I spit directly into a drain.
New ending. New ending.
New ending. Last one. I'd like to think this is going to go out to all of you who have got a mobile phone. So before I go into this, I will say happy birthday to Run Your Tongue. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks for supporting Rob. Thanks for Johnny's Happy Place. Keep supporting. And if you want to go down to London and kick over a couple of politicians, a couple of statues, just do it.
Revolution. Woo! Woo!
It's called Your Phone. First time ever. You give your life to technology, feed your phone with your whole life, filled with your innermost internet secrets. That history ain't gonna empty itself. If you forget, you bet someone somewhere with a big nosy nose full of hair will see it there and declare you out. Fill your files with easy readable alphabetical sequences. A for accessible, B for beguiling, C for caution, D for damage, disaster, do not open, ever, 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 everything is there. You without a care, along with photos, capturing you at the best of times, at the worst of times, good nights out that ended badly. Quite a feat you failed to delete from the cashier kiosk, a loss of dignity, neat parcels of information that would go on and destroy you in the wrong hands. Make sure it lands safely. Not even a Kevlar case will save you there. But if you segregate passwords, split up and rip them up secretly from those who know the birthday, the dog's name, the plane as the nose on your face, you tap in your security digits, the limits are endless. For online shopping, codes of banking, the building society, the relationships, information, pirates could easily seize. Ease handing over an advantage, even the pics of potholes left in roads you've ridden, hidden in maps straight back to your house. A lapse of concentration, now they know where you live, and you don't even need the keys. For your host, with some post, not locked away within, but dumped in the bin. Every little bit of info will fit and go, building a jigsaw puzzle of your life. Everything is in your phone. So important, you shouldn't leave home with it. But without it, your life is empty. Unable to show up, show off, or contactlessly pay your way. One day, you will lose your phone and probably your mind. My name's Chuck the Poet. You've been lovely. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Rob. Cheers.
Awesome. Let's hear it again for Chuck the Poet.
You can find links to Chuck's social media in the description. Next up is Vanessa Horton Jonkless. I first met Vanessa at the first Bardic Basement event at Wellingborough Library.
This is called Knowing Your Arse from Your Elbow. Listen, folks, you must beware. There's some bad shit going on out there. Outside, I see a 5G mast, which has moved much closer since I saw it last. I know it's part of some alien plan to spray a virus and grab our land. And I know how else that they're attacking. Well, you know that extra Amazon packaging, where they send you a box that's larger than what you bought. Well, I've realised why. It's a Trojan horse. The empty part is full of virus, to make us ill and then require us to get a vaccine, which really has the role of getting us all under mind control. But people, don't worry, there's hope, I vow. I believe the resistance is forming now, and they're infiltrating Amazon as well. And you want to know how I can tell? Well, I bought a vibrator using Prime, and as I lay in bed, I had a message from the resistance head, and a picture from the message sender appeared in my mind. It was Idris Elba. So keep the faith and wait for a sign. We'll beat this invasion if we hold the line. Help the resistance with their task and open parcels with an oxygen mask. Oh, but now I'm getting a new message from that sender. But don't worry, folks. I know my ass from my elbow. Take care. So this one is called Wake Up Daddy. It's one I wrote very late one night when I was watching the news and I saw a horrible report about a bomb strike on a village. I think it was in Yemen. But it was horrible. And there'd been a wedding party when the bomb had fallen and it killed a load of people, one of whom was the father of a little child who they filmed trying to shake the body of his father and wake him up. It was horrendous. So wake up, Daddy. Go wake your father. The crops need tending. Go wake him now. The roof needs mending. Wake up, Daddy, a little boy's voice. Wake up. Go wake your father, the planes are coming. He must be asleep, I can't hear his drumming. Wake up, Daddy, a tear-stained face. Wake up. Go wake your father, the baby's crying. Interrupt his dream, humanity is dying. Wake up, Daddy, small hands clutch. Wake up. Wake up, Daddy, a little boy's voice. Wake up, Daddy, a tear-stained face. Wake up, Daddy, small hands clutch. Wake up, Daddy, a fatherless child. Wake up. Hush now and cease your crying. You cannot wake him. There's no point trying. Get up, child. No one can wake your daddy. Thank you. This one is called Writing Fonts. Capturing the world in a cage of words. We fasten life with ink on paper, pinning down our experiences with curlicues and commas, pinning down the beauty, butterfly words, entomological etymology. Imageless pictures rise up from the pages like steam from summer asphalt or the breath of a dying muse. Does each reading strip away a layer of the writer's soul or replenish it? How does the magic happen? The graphite reproduction of beauty, romance, horror or despair. All the colour of the universe disguised in HB grey or black printer ink. The glories of the Roman Empire etched in Times New Roman. Mermaids wreathed in Ariel. Poems christened in a font of the author's choosing. And then born and reborn in the reader's eyes. Offspring judged by strangers. So take these words by the hand. And please treat them kindly. Thank you. This one is called United We Fall. The same burst of stardust made us all. The same hot sun holds us all in thrall. Baked us in the oven of creation and coloured our skin. Governs the planet on which we spin. You think she hides behind a burqa while you hide behind a two-faced smile. You find God in a cosmic event. Another finds God in the smile of a child. But as in the beginning, so the end, together, regardless as foe or friend. And in the end, what good will the fighting have been as the sun goes down on our final scene, as the unimportant is sucked away, flung back to the void on our final day, as we turn to each other, stripped bare on that plain, we'll finally see we are all the same. So regardless of today's divisive calls, of hate-mortared bricks in fear-fashioned walls, at the end of days, it's united we'll fall. Thank you.
Next up are the Fed sisters. I first met them at the Kettlebell Connection in Kettering. They would describe themselves as not being as soppy as they sound. LOL.
I'm just
going to
sort these microphones out. Yeah, this top does ride off it also. Yeah, that's perfect.
No, that's not
one. I know. They got it. Not sure. Perfect, amazing. Have to look. This first one is called Sorry, at this name.
In the audience, Chris Gilmore.
It's not as sloppy as it sounds. It is called Puppy Love, though. Cause you're shorter than me. He sings of love and that he's mine. And I'm just fine without some old rodeo or Eskimo kisses. I know that public displays of affection can give you a sizable rejection. Rejection of my heart. Let's kill the puppy love. Set a trap for Cupid with his music and his arrow up above. I'll find skin's heartache and just keep along my pathway. And I promise not to hold you in the night. But for now, let's just spend some time together, cause I think you're alright. Oh, you sing with slow jam when I'm concerned. If I'm being honest, you sound like an alcoholic, and maybe you could learn. Guys are singing about my long brown hair and how they sweat my angelic eyes light up the sky. Oh, it's easy enough to pretend to say that it's all fine. I'm feeling alright, yeah. No one to battle or to defend. Then I tripped and I fell for a friend. I know that public displays of affection can send you in all the wrong directions and sentimental hell. Let's break the magic spell and stop all of this stupid downright peachy love. It makes me feel unwell. I'll fight against the heartache and just keep along my pathways. And I promise not to hold you in the night. But I'm sorry to say that I like you, and I hope that's alright. Alright. Yeah. And I hope that it's alright.
Yeah. We're literally basically on, supposedly on everything, but we just don't really post.
We're going to call ourselves the feds, but it's really hard to find us if you search the feds, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but yeah, we're the Fed Sisters on Facebook if you want to find us. That might be a crossing because I'm a little bit drunk.
Yeah. But this is our last song, so we'll leave you with it.
Yeah, there's no kids here, right?
Yeah, if you do have any children, not that I've seen any, please escort them out now.
I don't give to the biggest shoe seller, cause he's probably on heroin. I will pass him with a grin, and if I can, I'll kick his dog. No, I don't give to the busker, he's talentless and lazy. He's ruining the country, I think he should get a job. Instead I give my money to Walmart for his tax evasion, Time Warner for his child labour, Texaco for the next invasion. Don't give a fuck about you, I give my money to the millionaires. Give all my money to the millionaires. I give all my money to the millionaires. And I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, I can't hear that drumming. My head is him.
No, I don't give to the beggar. I don't give to the beggar. man should shove it through the door, or a prison cell or a hospital. Don't give to the homeless pissant, he'll blow it all on booze instead. Such a waste that doesn't deserve a bed. What do you mean welfare instead? Instead I give my money to poor Mark for his tax evasion crime, on rich child labour tax crime for the next invasion. Don't give a fuck about you, but give my money to the millionaires. Give all my money to the millionaires. Give all my money to the millionaires. And I don't give a fuck about you. It works better when I have a pick. My fingers are bleeding. Instead of giving my money to Starbucks in case they get hard up, BP, to make a living ain't easy, Barclays, they look after me, and I don't give a fuck about you. Give my money to the millionaires. Give all my money to the millionaires. Give all my money to the millionaires. And I don't give a fuck about you.
Social media links are available in the description.
Last up is Jemima Hughes. I first met Jemima at the Kettlebell Connection in Kettering. Sit back and don't relax. A multi-slam winner and runner-up in the 2020 UK Slam, Jemima is a performance poet who will drag you through the minefield of the unorthodox. She will take you on a journey through her own experiences, providing a relatable outlet and encouraging conversation. Not for the faint-hearted, but definitely from the heart. The poem you're about to hear is from her debut collection, Unorthodox, published with Verve Poetry Press, which is available on their website. And you can grab your signed copy on her website. Both links are in the description.
Cool, so I'll set the scene. It's a normal day, as normal as they get by now anyway. Early morning, Monday. Said goodbye to Mum, she's got to get on her way, work to be done. College awaits me and my 10,000 word essay, which was definitely due last Thursday, but I scribbled the rest last night watching Pineapple Express on Blu-ray, with the words, "Potential is nothing without persistence," in my teacher's voice on replay. Tea, social media, an encyclopedia of selfies filtered in sepia, a blatantly subtle Facebook post skirting around her recent heartbreak from Amelia. Before I feel the urge to slide into her DMs and check it's not too severe, I should probably get off of here. So I flick over to ASOS, they've got a sale on, and maybe the jacket I saw is lowered in cost. Out of stock, but I find a top with the word "fail" printed across. Feels appropriate. Add to basket along with those knee-high socks, which I am never gonna wear, let's face it, but they're the ones Becky's got, and with that mini skirt, she makes them look hot. Realising an empty bank account can buy none of this, I close the browser and find the willpower I'd dismissed. Finally, I get to the shower. I'll be ready to leave within an hour. I emerge, resist the urge to check Facebook again. Hair's dripping wet, it was longer back then. Takes 2 minutes to dry these days. Back then, an easy 10. So, hairdryer, full heat, full power. I'm living out my shell before reverting back to Wallflower, singing a cappella, murdering Rihanna's umbrella. But in my head, my performance is stellar. When the sun shines, we shine together. Hair flick, freeze. Scream. Silhouette darkens doorway, he's come to take me. How did he get in? How do I get out? He's blocking the only exit and no one's gonna hear me shout. In my head, I'm running, in reality, hostage. Next move, consequential, hairdryer mutates, gun to temple. Flashbacks assemble, legs begin to tremble, fall to knees, beg him, second scream. Accidental. It's my brother. Come to say goodbye. I thought he'd left, now his distress, so am I. I'm a mess, he holds me, we both cry. Tears burst, cartoon-like from my eyes. I sob for the future that's gone awry. I'm a live wire. I say, I'm quite the electrician, he replies. I'm used to a shock. But one moment, backtracking feels like scissors cut the rope and I don't know when the fall will stop. He says, who worries about scissors when you've got me? Scissors can't beat rock. He strums my vein. The one I've picked to the chorus of Jar of Hearts, replaying again and again. Vocal cords shredded from my inharmonic release of pain. Heartbeat amplified by the cranked up strain. Finger taps to stay present. Techniques to entertain my distorted brain from giving too much feedback that only leaves me drained. Are you going to be okay? I feel like I should ask him the same. He leaves. I take 5 more minutes to grieve, return to my feet, legs still jelly. Breathe. Talk myself out of finishing my hair without having to speak. I'll arrive at college hair wet for the following week. Isn't it funny how one trauma continues to traumatise, but not in a funny way? Potential is nothing without persistence. But not today.
You can find links to Jemima's social media in the description to this episode. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and share this podcast around. And another thing. You can support the Bollock Basement by going to our coffee page. Thank you. You can donate by looking in the description or going to our website.